All right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Also on the Christian Television Network tonight, welcome to all that are watching on CTN. Quick show tonight, only 55 minutes. If you're will, let's hop right to it. Steve Miller tweet, hopping right into COVID here tonight, so hopefully I get past COVID. I don't know. COVID and vaccines. I got several slides here. This might be the whole show. I don't know. I only got 55 minutes. We will see, because I got a lot on the stack tonight. Stephen Miller tweet, breaking, newly released email reveals that a DARPA grant, government grant, overseen by, of course, Peter Daszak, EcoHealth Alliance, and Ralph Barrick from the University of North Carolina. Remember who these people are. Peter Daszak is the one that Anthony Fauci gave several million dollars to. Basically, it's not illegal, but basically illegally funneling the money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Chinese Academy of Sciences for outlawed gain-of-function research, kind of backdoored the Trump administration. Ralph Barrick is the one who taught Dr. Xi, the bat lady at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, how to juice up gain-of-function coronaviruses. In other words, make viruses that are not transmissible to human beings, i.e. bat coronaviruses, and make them transmissible to human beings, and hide the evidence that you did so. Yes, Ralph Barrick taught a member of the CCP, and for all intents and purposes, also a member of the People's Liberation Army, how to both juice up coronaviruses, making them transmissible to humans, gain-of-function research, and also taught her how to hide the gain-of-function research. Ralph Barrick played a central role. Peter Daszak and Ralph Barrick played a central role in the development of the actual COVID-19 virus. Remember now, Anthony Fauci, I'm going to show you the video in a minute, but Anthony Fauci has been saying now for years, the last 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve, that first of all, that he didn't do gain-of-function research, that the NIH, the NIAID, did not fund gain-of-function research, totally contradicted by Robert Redfield of the CDC, and every scientist on the planet by simply, once again, like they did with vaccines, like they have with numerous other things, by changing the definition or simply removing the term gain-of-function research off of the NIH website. Now, why, if you had nothing to hide, would you ever remove anything off of your website? I've never removed anything off my website. Why would you ever remove anything off your website if you have nothing to hide? So remember what Anthony Fauci has said. First of all, that it didn't do gain-of-function research. And then when asked by Rand Paul, which I'm going to show you a long video in here in a second, Rand Paul illustrating him exactly what the definition of gain-of-function research is, Anthony Fauci said that it wasn't gain-of-function research. And then Anthony Fauci said, you'll see in the video, that, you remember, Rand Paul, you are lying. You don't know what you're talking about. Remember that. And then, of course, the coup de grace of it all, which now this completely contradicts, is Anthony Fauci said, even though we were doing gain-of-function research there that he doesn't find as gain-of-function research, it's very difficult to talk about this stuff. Even though they were actually doing gain-of-function research that Anthony Fauci didn't define as gain-of-function research, that even though they were doing that, they didn't play any part in the development of the actual COVID-19 molecule. They didn't have anything to do with the actual development of the man-made COVID-19 virus. That is what he said. So remember that during this video. Kind of a long video here. Don't usually like to play on this long. It's about 6 minutes long. Caleb Hull video. Rand Paul just confronted Dr. Fauci. Listen to all the facts here. Play for me.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a 5-year penalty for lying to Congress. On your last trip to our committee on May 11th, you stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. I'd like to ask unanimous consent to insert into the record the Wuhan virology paper entitled Discovery of a Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses. Please deliver a copy of the journal article to Dr. Fauci. In this paper, Dr. Xi credits the NIH and lists the actual number of the grant that she was given by the NIH. In this paper, she took two bat coronavirus genes, spike genes, and combined them with a SARS-related backbone to create new viruses that are not found in nature. These lab-created viruses were then shown to replicate in humans. These experiments combine genetic information from different coronaviruses that infect animals but not humans to create novel artificial viruses able to infect human cells. Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as, "The Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens, that exist only in the lab, not in nature." This research matches, these are Dr. Ebright's words, this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Your microphone.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
So what was,
let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's
okay, you get
NIH,
one person.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to, well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally resent.
This committee will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
That is
not... You can't get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are the one.
Senator Paul's time has expired, but I will allow the witness to...
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses... And that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists. Those viruses are molecularly impossible to result in SARS-CoV-2.
No one's saying they are. No one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individuals. I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
So there we go. Now, a lot of times people think this stuff is old news. This is breaking news. So everybody knows this is breaking news, primarily because of that last part. Yes, Anthony Fauci has denied from day one that this was a lab-borne virus, that this was a lab leak, a lab-made virus. We got that, and to this day, he still says it's more likely than not that it's from natural origins. Understand what a demonic, bold-faced liar this person is. But the other lie that he told, and this is the breaking news, the other lies are 4 years old, and you just have to imagine the audacity of a human being to go up to one podium after another. Aaron was talking about this during the video. Posing in front of one camera after another to be on the front of InStyle magazine and People magazine, throwing out the first, although horrendous, pitch of the Washington Nationals Major League Baseball season.
Yeah.
All of his little celebrity status being caught at that same game, unmasked, violating his own mandate that he forced on everybody, and then claimed that he never locked down the nation or forced mask mandates, although he did both. But the big news in all of this is that Fauci has said from day one that the gain of function, and always, I want to keep all of this completely 100% accurate, that the gain of function research that he financed, all the while claiming he never has funded gain of function research, because he has redefined the term gain of function research. His own definition, understand this now, his own definition, coming from the NIH and the NIAID, remember the NIH is who Francis Collins was in charge of. Then you have the NIAID, which is what Anthony Fauci is in charge of, and the NIH is over the NID. NIAID is part of the NIH. So everybody knows what the facts are in these things. So Anthony Fauci, the definition of gain-of-function research from the NIH and NIAID that was used to ban gain-of-function research. Everybody get this now. The definition coming out that was written by the NIH and the NIAID in 2014, which was part of gain-of-function research being banned. They used this definition. Barack Hussein Obama banned gain-of-function research. He banned all money going to gain-of-function research. He credit to him, although it still went on, but it went on under Trump too, and it's going on right now, and money's still going to the Wuhan Institute of Virology as we speak right at this very moment.
Yeah.
But the definition that they used to ban it was in a man-made fashion, artificially increasing transmissibility, hard to say those things, artificially increasing transmissibility of a virus, making it transmissible to human beings. That is gain of function research. You take a virus that is not normally, that is in no way, shape, or form, not normally, that's, I want to get us 100% correct, a virus that is not in any way, shape, or form transmissible to human beings, i.e. SARS-CoV-2, it's COVID-19, not in any way, shape, or form transmissible to human beings, and you make it transmissible. So their own definition was taking a virus that is not transmissible to humans and using artificial man-made means, making it transmissible to humans. That was their definition that was used to ban it in 2014. And when asked under oath, is this the definition of gain-of-function research? Or is this, Anthony Fauci, question for you. Is artificially making a virus more transmissible to human beings, or making a virus that is not transmissible to human beings and making it transmissible to human beings, is that gain-of-function research? The man answers under oath numerous times, no, it's not. It's his own freaking definition. And all the Christians follow this guy's advice.
Yep.
Like, Tom, you need to get over it. Not, I will, when everybody says they're wrong. When I see one Christian admit they were wrong, not jump on board now, not pretend like they were never wrong and act like they're all been 100% anti-COVID, anti-vax, anti-lockdown when they were locked down for months or years. All the Christians follow this man who's a pro-abortion Hillary Clinton supporter. All the Christians just follow this guy and believe that it's loving to do so. Yeah, does everyone please understand 2 Corinthians 6:14? Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship could light have with darkness? I will not yoke myself together with an Anthony Fauci, a Francis Collins, or even a Robert Redfield, who's now thrown Anthony Fauci under the bus. And Deborah Birx has thrown Anthony Fauci under the bus too. Because what do rats do when the ship's in fuego? They scurry from the ship. Deborah Birx, I know we overplayed the vaccines. Funny, Deborah. Never heard a word from you saying that in 21, 22, and most of 23. Not a word. She let it go, saying that, well, we know we were overplaying the vaccination. Oh, really? Never heard a word from you. But the big new lie from Anthony Fauci is he said, although we were funding gain-of-function research that he defines as not gain-of-function research, although it definitely is gain-of-function research, although we were funding gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which are PLA Bio4 weapons labs that he's sending money to by the millions. So is Billy Gates, by the way. And why are none of these people being tried for treason? Why are these people not being tried for treason when you are actually, and Joe Biden's doing it right now? How is it? I mean, everyone think about this. Did we send money to Adolf Hitler so that he could create greater forms of nerve gas to kill the Jews? That's what we're doing with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, is we are enabling them to create bioweapons that they're going to use biometric data off of TikTok to form fit to United States citizens. That's what they're doing at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, using gain-of-function research. They're pulling biometric data off of TikTok so that they can make weapons that are very specific to a race, to a sex, to a specific origin coming from, you know, blood types and different things like that. So, but the big new development, this is big news, that it's now been found out that the gain of function research that Anthony Fauci funded through Peter, remember, he's so adamant with Rand Paul. You are accusing me of killing, he says, individual, which made no sense. You're accusing me of killing individuals through the gain-of-function research that I was funding, that I'm claiming wasn't gain-of-function research, although it meets the definition of gain-of-function research. You're accusing me of killing people through the gain-of-function research that I funded. Well, now it has come out, and he said, remember, it is molecularly impossible. If you look at the studies, the studies that are released by him and his other little thing, judged by qualified staff that all work, that this was not gain-of-function research. The qualified staff are the people being paid by Anthony Fauci that are sharing in the Moderna patents, that are sharing in the Moderna NIH royalties. They would not want to be found at fault for the virus that caused the need for this vaccination that they're all personally profiting off of. Think about how evil of a human being you'd have to be to create a virus so that you can profit off its vaccine. Imagine how evil you'd have to be. Oh, that's the entire Democratic Party. I got it. But now it's turned out that Anthony Fauci was specifically funding, via gain-of-function research, the development of SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, the coronavirus. That is all now absolute fact. Here's Robert Redfield, the Vigilant Fox video. Here's what he has to say about Anthony Fauci's testimony on gain-of-function research. Play for me, Will.
Dr. Fauci was affirmatively told in an email that NIAID had a monetary relationship with the Wuhan Institute through EcoHealth Alliance. He was told this in January 27th of 2020. Do you think that Dr. Fauci intentionally lied under oath to Senator Paul when he vehemently denied NIH's funding of gain-of-function research?
I think there's no doubt that NIH was funding gain-of-function research.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain-of-function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.
I'm out of time. Thank you very much.
Oh, so the answer is this. So this now, Robert Redfield is Sue, not a huge fan, but he has come around. And whenever somebody comes around, you have to acknowledge it. Now, you don't fully acknowledge it, you don't put them on board unless they say, I was wrong. You don't do that. That's called repentance. But he's asked point blank, did Anthony Fauci lie when he said that the NIAID and the NIH did not fund gain-of-function research? He refused to say it because Robert Redfield is still clipped to some degree. His nuts haven't been reattached. So he won't actually say what's true. Absolutely, What is actually true is that Anthony Fauci perjured himself numerous times when he said that the NIH and the NIAID did not fund gain-of-function research, because they obviously did, meeting their own definition of gain-of-function research, which they funneled millions of dollars through the EcoHealth Alliance and Ralph Baric and the rest of them to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So he says that he for sure did fund gain-of-function research. Then he's asked point blank, do you think that this, remember, Anthony Fauci said this is molecularly impossible. This is molecularly impossible. But Robert Redfield is just as much a qualified epidemiologist and doctor as Anthony Fauci is. He's asked point blank, do you think that this gain of function research that Anthony Fauci financed through EcoHealth Alliance and Ralph Baric, did it actually formulate? Did it actually, did that money actually contribute to or create COVID-19? Did that money, did that specific gain-of-function research funded by Anthony Fauci, did it create COVID-19? And he said, basically, without a doubt, it did, along with the funding of the State Department, the DOD, the Department of Defense, and USAID. Interesting, isn't it? That our own government, it's kind of weird because Aaron and I, we were putting up these patent information 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That they already had vaccines for COVID-19. It's as if maybe this wasn't even created recently. Was it created before? Because we were showing patent information going back into the early 2000s, or at least prior to 2015.
Yeah.
Gain of function research was banned in June of 2014, even though Anthony Fauci continued to do it via backdoor channels through the EcoHealth Alliance, which I'm sure Barack Hussein knew all about. But we were seeing these strange Moderna, Pfizer, Gates, Gavi patents coming out of nowhere for Corona, for COVID-19.
Yeah.
Not SARS-CoV-1, which they were also working on, which killed people, but for SARS-CoV-2 vaccines, we had it out. Weird, isn't it? It's almost as if our own State Department and USAID, not to be misconstrued with Anthony Fauci's, NIAID, I know it gets very confusing. USAID basically is the CIA, just so everybody knows. They're just used as a agitprop for the CIA. Our own State Department, EcoHealth Alliance, and Peter Daszak, who's now actively refunding the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which runs the Wuhan Institute of Virology, our own State Department, our own DOD, NIH, NIAID, USAID are all part of the creation of COVID-19, as if they were against us. As if our own country was against us. Could it be true? Well, more needs to be, well, since Robert Redfield says it is, basically it is definitive that Anthony Fauci's funded gain-of-function research created SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, along with the DOD, along with the State Department, USAID. It sounds pretty definitive. So how many of these people are going to, now, this has only so far cost us about $8 trillion. And, you know, if you believe CDC statistical data, which is kind of funny because it's almost like you're sinking your own ship. If you created it, and it kills 1.3 million people, which you are falsely claiming. They're falsely claiming that the SARS-CoV-2, that COVID-19 killed 1.3 million people. It didn't. Killed 50 to 80,000 people. That's it. Normal flu season. And a lot of it was actually flu that they attributed to COVID. And many other things I don't have time to get into. The death certificate reversals, line one, line two reversals, the assumptions and presumptions of doctors, the new rules, everything else. But anyway, classifying everything as COVID deaths, no matter what it was, all of those, that's how they came up with these numbers. Even though we had no excess deaths, they alleged that 1.3 million Americans have died of SARS-CoV-2, of COVID-19, but there was never any excess mortality in 2020. The only excess mortality only began after they rolled out the vaccine. Remember, they made COVID-19 so they could get to the vaccine. So they killed people with COVID-19, but the greater killer is their solution to COVID-19. Yeah. But they created both. It works both ways for them, doesn't it? Kind of weird, isn't it? All right, so here's another part. Now, so that covers that. Now, it's not over, of course, because in the month of May, I've been telling you April, it must have gotten postponed to May Big vote coming up at the World Health Organization, i.e., we're a big vote coming up at the United Nations because the United Nations owns the World Health Organization. World Health Organization, run by Tedros Ghebreyesus, an Ethiopian terrorist, who has a DR in front of his name but is not a doctor, just so everybody knows. That's who runs the World Health Organization, a non-doctor Ethiopian terrorist. But I'm no angel video. Dr. David Martin, this is all about the new WHO pandemic treaty. For those of you, this is about to be signed by the Biden administration, which, by the way, is illegal without congressional approval. Because why is that? Does anybody know? Why is it illegal for the Biden administration to sign it, and they should be charged with treason if they do so? Why would, because they're relinquishing all of U.S. sovereignty into the hands of the World Health Organization. Why is it illegal? Because anything with the word treaty on it has to go through Congress, yep. Period. Has to be approved by Congress, i.e. Congress and the Senate have to approve any treaty, but the Biden administration is going to ignore that. It's just like the Biden administration who's now repaying everybody's college debts so that they can get votes, just pandering for votes, bootlicking for votes. That's also illegal. Totally. It's been outlawed by the SCOTUS, by the Supreme Court. Been outlawed by the Supreme Court, but he's doing it anyway, which is why I tell you, people like Greg Abbott, this way, then I'm telling you this for the treaty too, just don't do it. What are they going to do? Well, you know what? The WHO pandemic treaty says that, you know what, there's too many cow fart CO2 molecules in the air. So Will and Aaron and Tom, shut down Foundation Church. We just won't do it. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? What are you going to do if state by state we don't comply? Nothing violent. Simple. No violent. I'm talking about no compliance. No violence. No compliance. That's all I'm talking about. You just don't comply. Greg Abbott, not complying. Down at the southern border. Just keeps rolling out one roll after another of razor wire. One roll after another. Nobody gets through Eagle Pass, Texas ever again. Nobody's gotten through Eagle Pass, Texas since they put out the first roll of razor wire. He's violating a Supreme Court order. What do they do? Nothing. Just don't comply. No violence. No compliance. Simple as that. But Dr. David Martin on the WHO pandemic treaty. Play it for me, Will.
You give an outline to the viewers who might not be aware of it, what this WHO international treaty that's currently being ironed out over at the UN, what is it all about?
Well, the key points are that with the support of the financial institutions, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, and the Gates Foundation, we're essentially ceding the ability to suspend all civil liberties and all of the rights associated with what we would call the Bill of Rights here in the United States, International Declaration of Human Rights. All of those can be suspended by a capricious determination that there's a public health emergency. And the minute that happens, there are no rights. In a nutshell, that's what the treaty is. And like the PREP Act was after the anthrax outbreak of 2001, which the U.S. perpetrated on the U.S. so that we could get to the PREP Act of 2005, the exact same playbook is how we got COVID to get us to this moment, which is to say, terrorize the world, convince them that we need some giant protector state that actually has some sort of supranational ability, and then suspend civil liberties as long as they need to be suspended. And in this particular case, at the whim of funding agencies who have no criminal accountability. So in a nutshell, if you feel good about that, feel good about May. What it does is it allows a board at the World Health Organization to either declare an actual emergency or declare an anticipated emergency. There doesn't have to be any evidence. There is no evidence standard at all. So this is actually worse than what happened in COVID, because they don't even have a standard that says they have to isolate a pathogen. They don't have to isolate anything. What they have to do is simply say, we think that there is a reason to declare an emergency. And as such, we therefore have the ability to suspend travel, to actually penalize member states. There's a very big clause inside of the treaty that actually has penalties on member states for noncompliance. But we have to go back to the formation of the World Health Organization.
So they don't even have to prove. Understand, no, this is about to be signed by the Biden administration. Please understand this. There ain't no stopping it. They're going to sign it. Now, it's just a matter of whether people comply with it, because you know that the World Health Organization, notice what Dr. Martin said. There doesn't have to be an isolated virus. There doesn't have to be an isolated specific illness. There doesn't even have to be an isolated specific problem. There just has to be a perceived possible problem to close down the world again. And now they've already seen that 99.9% of Christians will comply. And since none of them have repented of their compliance, they're all just pretending that they didn't comply and erasing their social media posts that showed that they complied. So they still have a heart of a compliant, a heart of a compliant person to the Antichrist spirit. Got that. So they know, since nobody's come out and said they were wrong, they know everybody will comply again. Because people think, and you're like, you pick too much on Christians. Sorry. 1 Peter 4:17, judgment begins with the house of the Lord. And then I pick on conservatives, and then I pick on moderates, and then I pick on leftards and liberals. So they know everybody's going to comply, so they don't even need to say anything. They just go out and say, you know, these are the same people that believe that the earth is boiling. They believe the earth is boiling. Where exactly do I go to find the boiling? I live on a little lake. It's not boiling. They believe that wildfires spontaneously combust. They believe that the earthquake in Jersey and New York from yesterday or today, was yesterday, I don't even remember.
Yesterday.
They just blurred together.
Yesterday. Yeah.
They believe that that's caused by climate change. So they can just say, you know, we're anticipating a monster earthquake. And we don't know when it's going to happen. It's going to happen sometime between the next month and 10 years. So the earth is closed down for 10 years. They can do that under this treaty. Jeez. They just have to have an anticipated problem or a possible problem. And so they're not an isolated virus, not an isolated illness, not even an isolated problem, not even a specific cause of a problem. They can just say, you know, we want to close it down. Because see, all of these people, there is no United States of America right now. We can get it back, but all of our sovereignty has been relinquished to the D.C. cesspool, floating turd cesspool that's being run out of Davos and Beijing. If not run out of those two locations, well, it's run out of Davos, Beijing, the United Nations, Glasgow, Scotland, all these UN climate summits. Because you know that's what they're going to do. They're going to say there's too much CO2 in the atmosphere. Nobody has ever even seen unless you have specifically gone to a site and looked under a microscope and seen a SARS-CoV-2 molecule. Nobody's ever seen one. Nobody even knows if it truly exists. Even if you've seen it, you know, under a microscope on some site, that could still be fraudulent. And I'm not saying that SARS-CoV-2 doesn't exist. I believe that it does exist and that it did make people sick because Anthony Fauci juiced up a coronavirus and made it susceptible to human beings. But this pandemic treaty relinquishes all of our, it's not just our healthcare sovereignty, our medical sovereignty. It's all sovereignty because it can be any problem that they deem to be a threat.
Yep.
Anything. Well, you know, it could be weather. It could be, you know, disease X. It could be anything that they want it to be. And these are the people that believe that the earth is boiling and that forest fires start because of climate change. Do they really believe it? No, they don't believe any of it. They didn't believe masks worked either. They didn't believe the vaccines worked. I'm not talking about the simpleton pawns. I'm talking about the people above the pawns, the leftard king and queens. They didn't believe any of those things worked. That's why they didn't take them, and that's why they didn't wear them. They didn't believe it's just simply imposed upon us, inflicted on us to control our lives, right out of the book of Revelation chapter 13, 16 through 18. And I want to remind everybody, because see what happens, and I can see this happening, even amongst the people that I know, that everybody starts to forget that it wasn't, listen, it's the beginning of 2024, but everyone needs to realize that the heavy hand of COVID totalitarianism didn't lift until about April of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everybody knows, I was tracking it month by month. I would announce it in the church. Here we are at month 40 of 15 days to flatten the curve. Started right off the bat at, you know, here we are, day 30 of 15 days to flatten the curve, day 60 of 15 days to flatten the curve, day 90, month 36 of 15 days to flatten the curve. And it just lifted. They declared COVID a non-emergency in April of 2023. It was finally lifted. And people forget. They forget really easily. You shouldn't forget because, again, nobody's repented. Nobody, and I know that that's an overstatement because some people have. And what I mean by repentance is saying, I was wrong for pimping and whoring the following. Masks, quarant, and not only pimping and whoring them, but being a pimp and a whore for them.
Right.
Quarantining your healthy family. I saw the people in my own church doing this. And left my church because of it. I'm glad you left, you bunch of COVID-caving cowards. Quarantining your healthy family. Masking, double masking, triple masking, N95, face shields, Vax 1 to Vax 9 that we're on. Vax 10 comes out in the fall of this year. Standing 6 feet apart, alcohol, gel stations, locking down your churches and businesses. I haven't seen one person repent of it. So why would they ever think they can't just do whatever they want to do? They know they can because nobody's actually come out and said, you know what, man, I was wrong. I was wrong. And I'm talking about leaders now. I'm not talking about individuals who blew it. I'm not trying to elevate myself above anybody. I'm just saying if you're somebody like me and you are a leader in a specific community. You know, at the time, Foundation Church had about 200 people that I was in leadership. We're over 1,000 now. But at the time, 200 people that we were in charge, that I was, you want to call it, in charge of. I was a shepherd of that flock. And of course, I refused to bow in any way, shape, or form. We never closed. We didn't mitigate at all. Nothing.
That's right.
We were hugging everything, standing right next to each other. Nothing. Ever. Not one bit. Not one single bit. I refused. And everywhere I went, I refused. I was walking through Inglewood Hospital, maskless, in the heat, in the height of COVID, in the height of it, walking through. And they, people wouldn't even dare talk to me about it because they saw the expression on my face. But since people like, or organizations like the UN, World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, the Democratic Party, have never seen Ted Cruz repent. Ted Cruz, you know, I can speak freely. I don't know. When Ted Cruz was confronted for not wearing a mask when he was giving a press conference, what should Ted Cruz have said? Shove your mask up your own rear end. Right now, I want to watch you do it. Crumple them up in a bowl and shove them up your own rear end. That's what he should have said. But what Ted Cruz said was, listen, I'm vaccinated, so I'm good not to wear a mask. And the people, oh, that's great, Ted. No, he's already caved. Little leaven, leaven's the whole lump. You've already caved. You're already vulnerable to the entire agenda now if you're vulnerable at one part.
That's right.
It's just like the gospel says about anybody who follows the law. If you violate in one area, you violated the whole thing. That's why we had to have Jesus, because nobody can keep the law.
That's right.
The law was in place to show that we couldn't keep it, that we needed grace.
Yep.
So I don't want people to forget. I just cut this video about a minute long. I'm No Angel video. Flashback to 2021. Play it for me, Will.
It's those doing the wrong thing driving our record case numbers. Among the most concerning cases, a COVID patient who's tonight on the run from a hotspot. Police and health authorities have issued an urgent appeal.
Anthony Karam knows he's COVID positive when he steps into this public lift, already breaking so many rules he doesn't bother to cover his mouth as he sneezes and splutters. The 27-year-old is still infectious but has gone missing from his Wentworth Point apartment, a warrant now issued for his arrest.
This 27-year-old chap, who apparently has expressed the view that he doesn't care less whether he spreads the virus, is one example of the worst of the worst.
There's little sympathy for anyone ignoring the health orders, even this group of teenagers caught partying after dark at the bottom of the North Bondi Cliffs. Herded to higher ground by Polair's spotlight and speaker, the eight boys were placed in handcuffs and left to explain a $1,000 fine to mum.
So I just don't want people to forget this stuff, because that was not long ago, folks. That was either 20 or 2021 or maybe even 2022, I believe. No, it's August of 2021. There you go. August of 2021. So what was that? COVID-19 started in March of 2020. 1 year all the way around. So about 18 months into 15 days to flatten the curve. This is from Brad Hazard, New South Wales NSW health minister. This guy's the worst of the worst. He went into an elevator. This was a guy who's asymptomatic, had no symptoms of COVID, that had a PCR test that you're actually told by Kerry Mullis that never used a developer, a Nobel Prize winning developer of the PCR test. said never use a PCR test to diagnose a viral infection. But then, of course, Anthony Fauci does exactly that. And the PCR test for 97% inaccurate. So this guy with a positive PCR test for COVID is in a elevator alone and sneezes. He's alone and sneezes. And this guy, according to the NSW health minister, Brad Hazard, is the worst of the worst. As Will said while we watched this, worse than a murderer? And I added, worse than a child molester? Yeah. He's the worst of the worst for possibly spreading a virus that has a 99.997% survival rate post-infection. Horrible. That he's the worst of the worst. Brad Hazard's guilty of doing the exact same thing. But we're all going to play pretend. We're all going to pretend like this is a non-survival virus when it's a 99.9% survivable virus. Not 99% survivable, 99.99% survivable. More survivable for than the flu for anybody 50 years of age or younger. More survivable than the flu, and about the exact same death rate as the flu from 50 to 80, and slightly less survivable than the flu for anybody 80 or above. And of course, the people who believe that this was a deadly pandemic for the elderly packed the nursing homes full of infected COVID patients.
Yep.
Cuomo, Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, Tom Wolf, all filled their nursing homes full of COVID patients. And the only people that were at all susceptible to COVID was the elderly people. So we're all going to just participate in a grand illusion. That's why you better watch in May the new pandemic treaty coming out of the World Health Organization, because they've seen that everybody is willing to be a compliant liar. I saw it with people in my own church. I'm going to go home. I'm going to show everybody what Christian love is by complying with abortionists. I'm going to go home and show everybody what Christian love is by complying with bold-faced freaking lies. It's probably people watching this right now. You're like, what is he talking about? It's very loving to wear a mask. It's loving to wear a mask that does nothing. It's loving to wear a mask that does absolutely nothing. In other words, to perpetuate a lie. It's loving to participate in an overall lie that this is an existential threat to everybody's life. Where are the bodies? There was no excess deaths in 2020. And let me show you how all this works. Let me show you this. We just had the earthquake, Jesse Waters' video, and he titles it, I Survived Today's Earthquake. I'm going to show you how this mindset works. Play for me, Will.
October 17th, 1989, Game 3 of the World Series. Oakland A's against the San Francisco Giants. Sold-out crowd at Candlestick Park, millions watching at home until...
Oakland A's take...
Hey, what, we're having an earthquake.
The earthquake hit at 5:04. It lasted just 15 seconds. Everyone felt it, but no one realized yet how catastrophic it would turn out to be. Starting with a shocking sight of the collapsed section of the Bay Bridge, and then finding this nightmarish scene in East Oakland.
The entire upper deck of the Cypress structure has collapsed. It has fallen onto the lower deck.
67 dead, thousands injured, billions in damage. They postponed the World Series for 10 days. That was a serious earthquake. There's a reason people are scared of these things. This morning, we had an earthquake in New York.
This is CNN Breaking News.
I'm Wolf Blitzer with the CNN Newsroom, and we're following breaking news out of New York right now.
That is the largest quake to hit the state of New Jersey in some 250 years.
We're right now trying to scramble teams in New York City and the surrounding areas.
They're taking this extremely seriously, and this is one of the largest earthquakes on the East Coast to occur in the last century.
It was a shallow quake, and it was like just like ringing a bell. The whole place just rang.
This could be a traumatic moment for individuals going through an earthquake.
All right. This sounds big. Is everyone okay?
My parents are in Staten Island, and she said that she did feel the shaking of the earthquake. Some of her friends even had some china, you know, dishes that were kind of shaking on the shelves and kind of falling, too.
And a mirror was shaking. My toddler just jumping on the bed literally did not notice a thing.
Nothing fell off the shelf. No, I'm trying to look. No, everything looks in place.
earthquake can't be felt in the air, of course, although it can be felt on the ground.
Our viewers, we're getting some incredible new video just in out of New Jersey showing the earthquake. Watch this. Well, it doesn't seem so incredible, this video.
Yeah, well, if it's not incredible, although you're going to try and make it incredible.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did with COVID. COVID was that earthquake. 4.6 on the Richter scale is nothing. Oh, let's go. Let's break away to our live reporter. You know, my mom said that her china dishes were slightly trembling. That was COVID. Oh, no. All these people. No. Nobody more died of COVID. No excess deaths in the year 2020. None. Excess deaths began with their solution to COVID. That's the mindset that they do. We're scrambling assets to the area. For what? For grandma's china dishes that vibrated a quarter of an inch to the right? This is the biggest earthquake. Morons, does everybody realize that New York City and Jersey run along an existing deep fault line? That you're going to have occasional earthquakes? And that they've had numerous earthquakes, just like we always have viruses?
Yeah.
It's just like I say about the same thing. It's the example that I use with dogs. Do dogs on occasion kill a person? Yes, so do you go up to a chihuahua, get in a fetal position, and shove your thumb in your mouth, start crying? That's COVID. That's the response to COVID. All right, Aaron, Midas Gold, here we go. 60 seconds, then we're going to finish strong. Midas Gold Group, listen, I've told you this, I'm buying gold this month. We all need to be buying gold. You got the Biden administration with their hyperinflation. You have the BRICS movement. When Biden administration continues, they just spent basically... It was called a minibus deal, but it's really part of the omnibus, $7 trillion worth of spending when we only bring in $4 to $5 trillion worth of taxes every year. So we're gonna bring in $4 trillion, $5 trillion. We're going to spend $7 trillion again, and we're already $34 trillion in debt, slated next month or late this month to be at $35 trillion, adding $1 trillion worth of debt every 90 days. What hedges against hyperinflation? Gold. Because even in the midst of hyperinflating our currency, our own government is owning gold. The BRICS movement, which is trying to devalue and de-dollarize the globe, de-dollarize the dollar and de-dollarize the entire globe, they themselves simultaneously are buying gold because gold always has value. And the gold companies that you want to buy from is Midas. Midas is not a Republican company, a conservative company. They are a MAGA company. They know the election was stolen in 2020. They are pro-life. They are pro-Trump. They are a MAGA company. And all of their gold is physical gold in your hands, not phantom gold accounts, physical gold in your hands. Buy gold. Buy it from Midas, and when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let's finish here in a blaze of glory. Let me show you this now, because again, people forget. You don't hear me talk a whole lot about the Israeli-Gaza conflict, because for me, it's already a done deal. Now, am I saying that Israel is perfect? No, I go with whatever the Bible says. A land for which the Lord your God cares, the eyes of the Lord your God are always on it from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. For you have made your people Israel your very own people forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. So I obviously side with Israel. Now, Israel has done galactically stupid things over COVID. Netanyahu himself believes in a biometric ID card. Don't like it. Don't like how they handled COVID. But who do I side with? Israel over Hamas. Very simple. Now, you'll be like, well, what about the mass genocide? First of all, you're going to have to prove to me there's a mass genocide using data other than coming from Al Jazeera, other than Democratic Party acolytes and agitprops. You're going to have to get me other data. Do I believe that there is collateral damage with Israel's strikes on Gaza? Yes. But what does Hamas do? And I know that even right-wingers, they get Israel wrapped up in a lot of conspiracy things. And I'm not saying that Israel isn't a part of it. I would love to deep dive into how in the world gliders were able to penetrate one of the most technologically advanced air defense systems on the freaking planet. And why all those systems were weirdly taken down.
Yeah.
I'd like to know. I'd like Mossad to answer that question. I am not excusing that there could be corruption inside of Israel. Not at all. I don't consider them faultless. I don't consider them faultless in everything they do at the Gaza Strip, but you're conducting a war. And people need not to forget, just like I just showed you, the COVID video and how they're arresting guy in an elevator and arresting teenagers for partying at the beach in open air in the middle of the night with like 10 of them. Because they're all going to, and again, this was August of 2021. People forget. Just remember, this is what Israel saw on 10-7 of 23. Play it for me, Will.
Yes, for me, shoe. Yes, people. Shoterita. Yes, the shoterita, Ugapo. Yes, befni. Oi, boy. Oi, boy. Yes, for Rugim, Kula Marugim. Call up Marugim. כל הבר ההוגים. יש פה מישהו עם סימן חיים. שייתן לנו סימן חיים. מישהו שיכול לתת לנו סימן חיים. מישהו עם סימן חיים. שום סימן חיים.
So there you go. And I just wanted to show you this because this is what they saw. These are all women massacred by high velocity, giant machine gun rounds, massacred. And then multiple rapes, multiple beheadings, and setting infant children on fire. Israel never does that, folks. They can claim whatever they want. Everybody can claim whatever they want. Israel's not perfect, but Israel does not do those things. Where are the mass rapes by the IDF? Where are they? They're definitely done by Hamas. Show me any video of the IDF doing. I know the IDF has killed innocent people. I get it. So is our military. It happens in warfare. We had our own military killing our own military in Iraq. It happens. We had that happen. We had our own jets blowing up our own tanks because they didn't know. It happens. And I'm not excusing everything that Israel does, but I side with Israel over the monsters that did this. So everybody, and people forget, 1,400 people massacred for absolutely nothing. There was no war going on. People want a ceasefire. There was a ceasefire prior to, on 10-6 of 2023, there was a ceasefire. All right, let's go to the next thing. Jesse Waters video, Biden touting his economic comeback. Play for me, Will.
The economy, always an important factor. Well, this is a trouble sign for the Biden campaign because across the seven states in this Wall Street Journal poll, only 36% say that the strength of the economy is excellent or good. 63%, nearly two-thirds of Americans in these seven decisive states say not so good or poor.
The American people have a better sense of economics than economists because the American people smell a rat. And here it is. The Biden economic boom has never been a boom for Americans. It's been a boom for foreigners. The only reason we're not in a recession is because foreign-born workers are taking our jobs. Yesterday, the chair of the Federal Reserve said so himself.
We've needed more people. Immigration moved up quite a bit over the last 2 years, and this is typically, the Census Bureau does all this estimating. The Congressional Budget Office actually went and took a different path and talked to the people who work at the border and that kind of thing, and got a much higher estimate. The numbers are actually higher, and that actually explains what we've been asking ourselves, which is how can the economy have grown over 3% in a year where almost every outside economist was forecasting a recession. An overwhelming majority, anyway, were forecasting a recession for 2023.
The Fed chair just confessed that Bidenomics is just a migrant job fair. There are actually a million less American citizens working today than there were in 2020. As the U.S. economy reopened after the pandemic, Biden's created 5 million migrant jobs. 5 million jobs, not for people born here, born somewhere else.
Illegal immigrants walk across the border. Biden buses them to New York. And after 150 days, they're allowed to work. Is this the great replacement theory the Democrats said is so racist? Nah, couldn't be. The Biden economy is a mirage, a migrant mirage. It gets even more suspicious. All of these jobs Biden's claimed to have created, millions of them are part-time jobs. Since June, America's lost 2 million full-time jobs. The so-called Biden comeback's a scandal.
And see, that's the whole thing. All that's going to happen with these job stats that you see, they're all going to be revised downward 30 days from now. Aaron and I will see it. Will see it because we'll have it on the podcast. But nobody else will see it. This is what happened. If you follow Peter St. Ange on Twitter, you'd see it. They all get revised down. So they're fake numbers that are totally fake end up getting revised down anyway. So the fake becomes slightly less fake 30 days from now. And of course, those revisions are not covered by the mainstream media. We've lost 2 million full-time jobs since June. And Biden talks about adding 300,000 part-time jobs in the month of March. This is what part-time jobs look like in America. This is how they're skyrocketing in America. This is the true data. Know what the true data is. We are hemorrhaging full-time jobs. Love you. Join me right here tomorrow at Foundation Church starting at 10 a.m. Love you all. Everybody is captive to something. You will choose one of the three: God, the world, or the devil. You'll be captive to one of those three. You'll be captive to one of those. You need to choose your captivity wisely. Well, I just want to be free from God then. God, okay, free from God is hell. Free from God is hell. Why? Because every good and perfect thing comes from above. James 1:17. Every good and perfect thing comes from above. Anything that is so funny to me, because as people try to destroy America in the name of saving democracy, they destroy every good thing about the very America that hordes of people try to get into every day. Every good and perfect thing comes from above. So you're like, I just want to escape God. Then you escape every good and perfect thing. That you need to choose wisely. You need to know right now, what am I captive to? If there's other things more important to you than the gospel of Jesus Christ, understand that you're in captivity to the world of the devil.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.